what I would like to do at this point is I would love to and am honored to lead a guided meditation. I'd like to invite you to be in a special space, your space, or if you will, the space that all life, life with a capital L, is just inviting you into. It may be a space like in your own living room where you're just held, perhaps in that bubble, like I was held in a bubble by life, and where life just wants to hold you in its own loving embrace and in its own essence, long enough just to whisper sweet nothings in your ear, or just to invite you in your own special way into the gift of this moment. Or life may be inviting you into a space that is much bigger than and maybe outside the regular confines of the space that you picture yourself living in. And you may be lifted out into the spheres, into the universe, into the mysterious space of life, and just experience life from out there. And or finally, and it could be much more than these few options, life may be inviting you into that space that is just nowhere, just pure isness or essence or being, where it's not a space and it's not an experience, where you just are and perhaps are aware of nothing, even these words. Life. Life is here. Life is you. Life is now. Life has created you, but in truth, creates you anew every moment. And just in these few moments, you are in truth being created anew many, many, many times over. Created as an in-the-moment experiencer and celebrator of life. As a being who radiates the magnificence of life simply by being you, simply by being. You are a presence of all life who, in the three-dimensionality of you right here, right now, is magnifying and illuminating and expressing and radiating out the amazingness of all life through the lens of the three-dimensional or human self. You are blessed by life, loved by life, embraced by life. You are everything life could ever want, because you are created perfect, because you are innately, utterly beautiful, and because you and life have no differences, are no different. You might look different through the eyes of a human lens, but through the eyes of life, you are life itself. What a beautiful, beautiful moment this is to just be life itself. And as you let go of your mind, let go of attachment to anything, let go of any identity, and just let life be, and let yourself be, inevitably, invariably, the only thing that can happen, the only thing that is happening in this moment is you are life. Life. You and life, one. You and life, being, just being in that essential state of isness, where all potential just sits, waiting for its magical moment of creative expression. And yet, in this moment, that creative expression is not here simply because you, as life, are. You simply are right now in a way that needs no creation, needs no expression, needs no manifesting, needs no imagining, needs no dream world, needs nothing but just to be. just to be, just to be. And ever so quietly, ever so gently, ever so peacefully, you start to notice from that middle of the state of being something stirring, potential awakening, creativity beginning to move. You start to notice from the center of all life that something is being imagined into expression. Something is being lifted into creative form. Something is being given life, movement, energy, light, vitality. Something is coming out of nothing. Something is emerging out of isness and essence, and it's the form that is you. You notice it not necessarily from within that form, but from the vantage point of life itself, herself, himself. You notice this form with your name on it, created first in a small form as a baby. You notice it then moving through other forms as a toddler, as a child, as a teenager, as an adult. You notice this miraculous, utterly miraculous creation, manifesting life, holding life, being life. You see all the various versions of life expressing in it, moving through it, creating itself anew as it. You watch life taking different forms, different expressions, different manifestations, and you have but one response, and that is, oh, to be in awe of this version of life. You look around you. You see other versions of life, versions that are human, versions that are animal, versions that are plant, versions that are rock and mineral, versions that are atmospheric, versions that are space, versions that are stars and lights, versions that are way beyond any labels that we have. And you notice that as far as you can see or imagine, and way beyond that, life is creating mystically, mysteriously, magically, and they all look like you. They're all versions of you. There's nothing out there that isn't already you. You are me. You are everyone listening to this call. You are every animal on this planet. You are every breath of air in the prana field around you. You are beautiful everywhere, amazing everywhere. You are the heat and fire of the sun. You are the water of the oceans. You are the air that you're breathing. You are the earth of Mother Earth. You are the very space that is the container for all the lights that we call stars in this universe. You are the unnameable fabric of all other dimensions, fifth, sixth, eighth, tenth, all other dimensions that have expressions of life, have creations of which we have no conceivable picture. They're you. You're they. How mystical, how magical, how wondrous, how magnificent a creation you are. We are. It all is. And as we end this sacred moment together, we celebrate that life in its allness, in its everythingness, in its nothingness, in its magnificence, in its bigness, in its littleness. We celebrate everything that could ever be and ever will be, and ever has been, in and through the time-space perspective, and beyond that. And we simply love one another, knowing that we are loving love itself, and that in loving love itself, we are loving life itself, and that life is itself. And we move all together back into that simple, simple, beauteous wonder of life, the very spark itself, the very isness that is the simple, uncluttered, pure truth, pure essence of all life. And on that note, with us living in that center of truth called essence, and in that space, owning and being all creation, we come to the close of this special meditative time. I love you. Thank you for loving you. Thank you for loving life. Thank you for being life.